Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.
News Talk Breakfast with Kira Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR
on News Talk.
Teenage boys are now spending more time playing video games than they are at school. That's according to UK research from gambling addiction charity YGAM. They found boys aged 15 to 17 play 34 hours a week, which is roughly 5 hours a day. Stella O'Malley, psychotherapist and author, are you shocked by this?
I'm not shocked. I think a lot of us are aware it's happening, but when it's written down in black and white, it can feel very stark. And it is very stark. I think a lot of us are aware. I have a teenage boy myself, and I understand the way it is. Insofar as they're quiet, they're upstairs, usually in their rooms, usually. And out of harm's way is what many parents think, because the kind of general formula people take is, well, they're home, they're safe. But it's life has changed.
Yeah.
And actually, it's more difficult and challenging and dangerous for a child to be on their own online than it is if they were going outside and just getting up to what people have got up to for thousands of years as teenage boys. You know what I mean? They're just hanging out with each other. And
okay,
it is nerve-wracking for parents for their teenage boys to be outside, but it's better. That's what they should be doing.
Yeah. So is it about the potential dangers online, or is it more about the fact that they're not outdoors? They're spending too long staring at a screen. They're not active. It's a bit antisocial,
yeah.
although kids do game together and they link up with each other and chat to each other. I hear my own lads doing it.
Yeah, that's the line I suppose people often say is they are socialising because they're socialising with each other. And like, they are socialising, but they're socialising online and it's very different. You know the difference between socialising with your friends. You know the difference between being on a phone call with your friends or on a Zoom or talking online, compared to actually in real life. So while they are developing some social skills, there's no doubt about it, they're definitely not developing others. And when I say dangers, I mean mental health dangers. I mean the lack of deep friendships, the lack of kind of one-to-one physical social interaction. It carries a weight. We've been kind of highlighting it for many years now, and there's no doubt about it that when you meet these teenage boys, and I meet them often, when they hit hard times, they don't have the deep friendships, they don't have the kind of social skills, they don't have the nuance and the complexities that other children their age would have had, because they've spent too much time online and they've kind of overdeveloped thumbs and fingers, but they have underdeveloped abilities to manage complex emotional states. It sounds vague. It actually is really, really important.
Okay. A couple of texts coming in already on this. Donald says, on video games, young boys and men, the number one thing missed by experts is the way men chat with each other. Women will talk over tea or the phone. Men like to be doing something when they chat. I'm not saying all games are good, but if it helps young men talk more, then I think we can't demonize it too much. What do you make of that?
There's a point there. I totally understand that boys and men want to be doing things. I wish that they were actually doing things like, I don't know, football, snooker, anything.
Yeah.
Except being online all the time. If they were online a little bit, fine, I get it. It's perfectly fine. I know how compelling it is. It's the sheer volume, the quantity of how much they're online and how little they're meeting in real life. And their abilities to kind of meet people's eyes is reduced. Their ability to socialize physically in real life is massively reduced. If it was just a small part of their lives, I wouldn't be here. I wouldn't be talking.
Okay.
But it's not. It's huge numbers. Was it 34 hours?
Yeah.
A week. Yeah.
Although, how many adults spend 34 hours a week on their phone?
I know, but the thing is, the adults formed themselves when they were young. They were formed without the digital impact being so heavy. It's in the last 10 years, it's gone stratospheric. So these kids are being formed in a digital way. And what I've found, and what all the research is showing, they're more nervy, they're more anxious, they're less able to handle difficult emotions. Their social skills are massively reduced, and their friendships are really, frankly, quite superficial.
Okay. Thank you indeed for talking to us this morning. Stella O'Malley, psychotherapist and author. Thank you indeed. One text on this. Before people get in their high horse about video games, how much time do they spend watching soap operas or following matches each week on TV? At least a video game can help hand-eye coordination. Glass half full there.
I do think there was something in that text about how men like to hang out. I do. I have teenage sons and I see them online. And yeah, they're never playing.
Interesting text along those lines.
Yeah, this texter says, we live in the countryside, no kids nearby. Online is the only friends and chats my teenage boys have. I'm grateful for it, to be honest. My boys never seem to be playing by themselves. They're always there with the headphones on, talking to their mates. And of an evening when they're home, I don't think anything Stella said is wrong. I think everything she's saying is correct. But I think this is how it is.
Okay.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuel. Points TC.